Welcome to Shomar Shalom Nadav, I'm Sochim Daf Lamites. The Gemara in the middle of Amudalev tells us that the main ingredient for the maror is a chazeres, is a lettuce. And the reason is because lettuce is called chasa, to tell me, the chas rechmono iluvon. Kashbuch had rechmonis on us. That's the reason it says chasa. So the Ben Yoyada says that these two words that define the maror are really the combination of the goals to be had in Mitzrayim. On one hand, the word is called chazeres. It says chazeres is loshel chazara, as we find that chazir is also loshel chazara, because chazal tell us that it's going to be go back to become kosher. So chazeres loshel chazara means that the galus of Mitzrayim was supposed to come back. Right away in the beginning, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Eye asher eke, Eye begalus zoy, and I'll be in the next galus. You should know that there will be other galus. Well, there will be other exiles. So Yetzias Mitzrayim is just a preview to what's going to happen later. Says the Ben Yoyada, the next word chasa means Lashon chasa Kadosh Baruch Hu aleinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu had rachmanis, and he didn't put all the galus in one shot. He spread it out, and that's the rachmanis that Yetzias Mitzrayim came about before we ended the entire galus. Maybe one could add to that based on the Leshem. The Leshem speaks in length. What's the idea of Yisurim, of suffering of Am Yisrael in this world? How do we explain it? How do we understand why Am Yisrael suffers so much? So the Leshem summarizes what's brought down in earlier Sfarim. The idea is like this. Am Yisrael's main goal is to get to Olam Haba. That's what we're meant for. That's what we're trying to get. That's what we're trying to achieve. There's no other purpose for Am Yisrael to be in this world. How do we get to Olam Haba? Well, we basically have two ways. One way is you do Torah and Mitzvahs. Or if someone failed, he does tshuva. Or, if we don't do Torah Mitzvahs or Tshuva, then the only way to get to Olam Haba is through Yisurim, is through suffering. Meaning the Yisurim is not a revenge, Chas HaShalom, that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to punish a person or punish Am Yisrael for doing something bad. But the Yisurim is that's our way to reach our destination. How do we reach? How do we end? How do we get to Olam Haba? We get it through Yisurim. That's also pshat, that Avraham Avinu saw that Am Yisrael will suffer and all the Golias and all the exiles as brought down in Bris Ben Absarim. And the Gemara in Shabbos that Pites tells us, he did not ask Rachamim, he didn't ask that Am Yisrael should be saved. What does it mean? Why does Avraham Avinu didn't want Am Yisrael to be saved? So the answer is, because if Am Yisrael will not have Yisurim, they will not reach the Olam Haba. The main goal, the main point is to get to Olam Haba, to reach that destination, to reach that goal. And that's the oimek of all the klolas, all the curses that we have in the Torah. Because all these curses are called a bris, a covenant that we have between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's the covenant? The Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us you should know you are going to reach the destination of Olam Haba if you like it or not. You either choose the right way or it will be done for you through Yisurim. There's no way out of it. And the Mishneh Berurah in the Shaar Tzion, in Mincha of Yom Kippur, tells us that's the reason we read Maftir Yoina on Yom Kippur. Because Maftir Yoina tells you that Yoina was trying to run away and not do what Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to do. And this is a message to all of us, that there's no way to run away. There's no way to run away from what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. One has to reach his goal, his destination, his Olam Haba, and if it doesn't work through the regular way, that's when Yisurim come to bring us there. That also gives us a huge chizik that every time there's Yisurim, either on an individual basis or in a national basis, we know it's not for no reason. It's always to get us to Olam Haba. So with that, we can explain our Gemara. When we speak about Maror, and the Maror is because of the suffering that Am Yisrael had in Mitzrayim, we want to use the ingredient called Chasa. Shechasa Kadosh Baruch Hu Levan. We should know that every time we have Yisurim, it's really Rechmanis HaKadosh Baruch Hu on us. It's a way for us to reach a destination. It's a way for us to achieve what we need to achieve. It's never coming as revenge, but it's coming from the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shalom email list or WhatsApp group where we send material that is not sent online, please email shomachshalom@gmail.com.